So Shkoyach, thank you so much for being here. It's a big honor and a big kavod to have the community come together. Baruch Hashem, to have a tremendous opportunity to be this oyer, to have a tremendous oyer before Yom Kippur. The title this year is entitled "Preparing for Yom Kippur." How can one even prepare for Yom Kippur? Such a yom ayin v'noira. How can a person even get to a place of pure preparation? It seems to be almost like an impossible task. There's a lot of things that are required to change prior to a person going in. That doesn't just go in the realm of the action of the pu'ula, of the actual meisim itself. It has to go up top over here. There's a very interesting mechaber that says in Tafresh Gimel that a person, even though they're not makbid to eat Pas Yisrael throughout the rest of the year, when it comes to the Seres Meshuva, you should be makbid. It's a very interesting thing. It's based off actually an interesting Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says by Rav, Rav told his children that you should eat b'tahara, you should eat impurity all year round, which means seemingly you should go to the mikvah before you eat. You should eat b'tahara. But at least if you can't do it, then do it during the 7 days, which Mefarshim assume the 7 days is referring to Rosh Hashanah till from the after Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur itself. It's a very interesting thing that from there we then derive that there's a halacha that we don't eat pas palter, pas akum, pas palter, depending exactly on you understand it. You don't eat non-Jewish bread. The Mechaber says that a person should be makbid not to eat goyish bread during the 9 days. Where did this idea come from? Specifically when it comes to eating, specifically non-Jewish bread. I mean, the Gemara, the Yerushalmi is referring to chayra, seemingly it's referring to what? To not eating in a state of impurity. What has anything to do with eating pas akum? I was thinking like this. The Gemara tells us, actually famously in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that this is among one of the examples that was a gzera she'ein hatzibur yochel amud ba, that the tzibur itself, in a sense, rejected an enactment of Chazal. Chazal came along and said, this is what we're going to start doing, the whole Jewish nation, just like we don't eat non-Jewish cooking, we're also not going to eat non-Jewish bread itself. And the Gemara says, it was a gzera she'ein hatzibur yochel amud ba. Now, for whatever reason specifically, as to how, why, what, where, why didn't they not do it, but the nation, in essence, didn't take it on. That's where they're holding. They couldn't do it. But perhaps one could argue that during the Seres Meshuvah, we're trying to act our best selves. That although, yes, that's something that we can't do all year round, but we're saying, you know what? They couldn't do it all year round, but at least they tried. That at least they experimented. That at least we're going to experiment. They couldn't do it. They couldn't do it for whatever reasons. But at least to the degree that for a short period of time, we're willing to try something new. And this is, in essence, what could be a haschalah for Yom Kippur itself. Yom Kippur seems to be the most incongruent day of the rest of the year. Of all the year. Of all the days of the year. Hashem wants us to be malachim. Hashem wants us not to eat. Hashem expects us to daven the entire day. Of course, the person should pray all day. But this is really what Hashem expects of us? It's seemingly not. But the idea is, and the answer I think that really should bring us through Yom Kippur, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to know that you have a malach inside you, that you have an angel that's possible to be there. That at least for one day, for 25 hours, you got to a place and to a point where you're above and beyond, that you tested yourself, that you pushed yourself beyond your mere limits. What you thought were your limits, some people say, I can only go a couple hours. No, I can do much more than that. That I can think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the entire day. To what degree, how much, however, at least you tried. And that's the Yisrael of Yom Kippur. The Yisrael of Yom Kippur Hashem is asking us and demanding of us and saying, do you know that you have a malach inside you? And the answer is yes, I do. Is it all year round? I can't commit. That I can't do. But I am a HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to commit to that the whole rest of the year. And I'm going to try to do the best that I can. To whatever degree that means, however that looks for each person, however it is. You know, I just recently came from Atisos. I just flew in El Al. You know, now I think they're adding new flights, but right now El Al is like the only game in town. And after the flight, towards the end of the flight, they go around and they say, you know, listen, you know, big donations we're not asking for. But if anybody has any small change, it's called, like, I forget what the exact the tochnit is called, they say, small change makes a big impact. Hashem's not asking for massive change, but if it makes small change, it makes a massive impact. But how do you do that? At least clicking on this part of your brain saying, I'm shy after much more, that I'm able and capable of doing much more. It can only happen if you try. And you may fail, but at least you try. Hashem is Baruch, we should take that message and do it with us. It should be a tremendously inspiring Yom Kippur, apologize. And it should be a tremendous bracha for everybody. Hashem, with that, I look forward to hearing.